Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Eric Berger. A second space age, that's the idea. But Mars is the vision that Elon Musk has. In order to get there, however, the book is Reentry, SpaceX, Elon Musk, and the reusable rockets. Reusable is fine, but you got to make money. And there are visions of constellations of satellites in low Earth orbit that can provide cell tower for everyone, or the ability to connect with the internet no matter where you are on the planet Earth. Eric and I are conducting this conversation on Starlink. I've had it on my roof for about a year. It works perfectly. It works better than the landlines I have into this building as well. I got it as a backup, but now I use it as primary. There are thousands of satellites swimming above me. You can get an app on your iPhone and watch those satellites swim overhead. This is all Elon Musk's vision, because up to this point, as I understand it, Eric, you're the reporter, there had only been big communication satellites at geosynchronous orbit. To go to low Earth orbit, you've got to put up thousands because they disappear so fast overhead. Did anybody believe him when he proposed this?
Yeah, he was not the first person to propose the idea of a constellation in low Earth orbit, where a satellite basically spends 5 minutes on from horizon to horizon and then has to pass its signal off to the next satellite. But it was always viewed as pretty impractical because no one had ever built satellites at a high rate. Like, you know, you would, if you were a company, you built one or two satellites a year, you didn't build hundreds or even thousands. And certainly there was no launch capability to get hundreds or thousands of satellites into space quickly. So I think, while the basic idea was seen as sound, it was viewed as impractical, right? Because it was just too difficult to manufacture that many satellites and too difficult to launch them all and get them to communicate with one another in orbit.
Yeah, the number you give us in the book is 12,000. 12,000 satellites to offer coverage to the planet. I believe there are 6,000 in the air now. Is that a?
I think there's the number of operational satellites is around 7,000 and growing almost every other day.
Again, it's a circle here. You've got to make money in order to pay for the building of the reusable starship with big capacity to carry 100 people at a time to Mars and get 1 million tons of self-sustaining equipment. So you've got to make money, and the way you make money is to put up satellites in a big enough container so that you can put up thousands of them and everybody will pay you and you continue to raise your prices. I think they've raised their prices a little bit, but it's well worth it. I recommend it to anybody who's not in a major city with a Google pipeline, just next door, which is what you have in New York. So, Elon, everything is for not for profit. That's a puzzling here. Because these are young people who are giving up their lives. I notice again and again when the seniors who've been there a while leave, it's because they want to have a family. And SpaceX doesn't give you time enough to be a dad or a mom. You've got to live your job and worry only about SpaceX. In fact, you had one of your informants who, even when he was home, he couldn't get off his iPhone checking data from back in the office. He might as well have stayed in the office. Because he was sitting at home, but he was actually at SpaceX. So they start to launch these constellation of satellites. They have competition. What is Iridium? What does that do?
So Iridium is a network of satellites at geostationary orbit, which is much higher. Obviously, it's 36,000 kilometers, 23,000 miles, right, where the satellite's always overhead. And if you've seen people communicating with satellite phones and things like that, that's an Iridium constellation. The problem with doing internet from that altitude is that it takes a long time, even at the speed of light, from the signal to bounce from Earth to the satellite to your phone or device or computer, back up to the satellite and back down to a ground station. And that's why you get lag and the internet's a lot slower. And so putting satellites in low Earth orbit is a lot more efficient than that. It's just you need many more satellites because they're not directly overhead all the time.
And as of now, the system works perfectly. There were doubts early on whether it was sustainability. Kuiper, I believe, is meant to be a competition. That's from Blue Origin.
And it's from Amazon. Jeff Bezos is trying to do a satellite internet constellation called Kuiper. They've launched a handful of test satellites and potentially are going to put their first operational satellites up in early 2025. But they have a long way to go. They're probably 5 to 7 years behind SpaceX at this
and
point.
I believe Russia or China are also planning on their own constellations.
China just launched its first satellites for a mega constellation, and I think they may have one or possibly even two. Russia has talked about it. I think that may just end up being talk. Europe just signed some contracts for what's called Iris Squared, a constellation, but that's just a few hundred satellites and probably not operational before 2030.
The reason I'm bringing these up is because this is a startup that is beating sovereign states of great authority, the powers. And they could have done this years ago, but it was Elon Musk who has the vision, who follows through in it. And the bigger boosters, the Falcon 9, what is it? It's called Block 5. That can launch a lot of these satellites at a time, 10 at a time. You see it routine now. We're going to turn to the manned space flight for Elon Musk, because that's part of going to Mars. You've got to have a manned spacecraft. Re-entry is the book. Eric Berger is the author.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.